Europe's energy chaos, German economy reduced to a burning fire as cold winter looms, minister admits. By Peter Catalan, September 28, 2022. Germany's economics minister has publicly admitted that much of the nation's economy has already been reduced to a burning fire by the ongoing energy crisis ahead of what is expected to be a cold winter for many in the country. Robert Habeck, Germany's Green Party economics minister, has outright admitted to the German media that his country's economy is now, metaphorically, on fire thanks to the ongoing energy crisis. Brought about as a result of Germany's failed climate change agenda combined with the Ukraine war, the energy crisis is expected to leave many in the country unable to properly heat their homes over the winter months, with many officials in the country now fearing future riots and civil unrest as a result. Speaking to the German press agency, Habeck did not offer much reassurance for those worried about the financial state of the country, with a leftist politician warning that the country's economy was now on fire and facing permanent damage as a result. "Sometimes it's just a smoldering fire, sometimes the hut is already burning," Die Welt reports the minister as saying. "In any case, the sustainability of our economy is in danger, there is a risk of permanent damage." Habeck said that he and his ministry were now working flat out to set up aid programs, and are now also discussing the important question of financing in the government. "We must not lose any time here," Habeck concluded. However, while Habeck appears to be trying to give the impression that he and his government can handle the ongoing crisis, it appears that the German public is not convinced. According to polling published by Bild on Tuesday, Robert Habeck's support has collapsed, with his approval rating falling to 40% seemingly as a result of his botched handling of the ongoing energy and cost of living crisis. Things are even worse for Chancellor Olaf Scholz, whom half of Germans believe is not fit to serve as Germany's chancellor, according to data published by Die Welt. According to a report by the publication, only 38% of people in the country now think that the leftist politician is the right man for the job, compared to 50% who actively think he does not belong in the position. Support for the hard left traffic light coalition has also fallen substantially to the point that, if an election were held today, it is unlikely that the three parties who make it up would have remotely enough seats to govern the country. By contrast, the populist Alternative für Deutschland, AfD, has seen its support surge, with 15% of people nationally saying they would vote for the party in the next election. This number increases even further when only the east of the country, which experienced the horrors of communism firsthand, is polled, with the AfD constituting the second most popular party in the region at 27% of the vote. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.